Welcome to Good News from the Good Book with Dr. Tim Rader, Senior Pastor at the Fundamental Baptist Church, located in Kinross, Michigan. Stay with us for the next 30 minutes as we bring you a message from God's Word.
Take your Bibles, turn to Matthew chapter 13. Matthew chapter 13, turn there if you would please. Oh, I got to say something else before I preach on this parable. God has led every step of the way with this building program we've got going on. God has given to us every dollar of just over $500,000. Everything that is happening is paid for. I told you a couple weeks ago we needed $60,000, something like that. And I told you last week that we got $52,000. I think it might have been 2 weeks ago. Might have been last week. I don't remember when it was. That was given to the building project. I'm thinking, praise God. Oh, and I told you last Sunday morning, 10,000 more. Or maybe I told you, you know, maybe a little bit more because there's always some slush in there, right? This week, 10,000. I think 200. No, $10,500 came in. Praise God. Amen. God is on the throne. Amen. Now in Exodus in chapter 36, this was going to be my message this morning. I thought about preaching it. Remember when Moses told the people, the Hebrews, hey, we got everything we need for the tabernacle. Stop the offerings, man. The coffers are overflowing. Stop the offerings. And I was going to preach this morning after reading that text. I ain't no Moses. There's always something that's going on. There's always money that needs to be raised. But I don't stand up here. I've never been able to raise money. Not a day of my life. I'm no Jerry Falwell selling large print Bibles. I could never sell those paving stones with family names. That's just not who I am. But God has provided every step of the way. There's more that has to be done. We are not done. Let's stay faithful with those tithes. Let's stay faithful following God. But yesterday, 25 people went out to Red Yard in our Red Yard Blitz. We hit every house in Red Yard. Glory to God. And a man got saved over there yesterday. Glory to God. And while that was going on, there was a building crew here. The HVAC crew was here. A couple of painting crews were going on. The decks were being built out front. Preparations were being made for camp and foodstuffs out there as well. Man, we got a lot going on all of the time. And in the busyness of everything, we have got to be careful that we don't let anybody slip through the cracks that is not really born again. I'm going to preach this morning on the parable of the tares. Look at Matthew and chapter 13. Stand with me, would you please? And let me read just a few verses of introduction. In Matthew chapter 13, Jesus preached 7 different parables. 4 in the house and 3 out of the house, if I'm remembering right. And he taught, and a parable is a earthly story with a heavenly meaning. And depending on how you cut it, some say, and because some parables are real, real short, some say that Jesus preached as many as 70 parables. I actually was taught it was 40 parables. But when I started doing the research and I realized, oh, here's a paragraph over here, and really it was a metaphor, a parable. And so when you count it that way, nearly 70 parables were preached by Jesus and taught by Jesus, the master teacher. Matthew chapter 13 says, the same day when Jesus out of the house and sat by the seaside, and great multitudes were gathered together unto him, so that he went into a ship and sat, and the whole multitude stood on the shore. And he spake many things unto them in parables, saying, behold, a sower went forth to sow. Father, we pray your blessing upon the word of God. I can't preach this whole chapter. I can't preach these 7 parables. I'm going to struggle just to preach the parable of the tares. But God, I pray that the Holy Spirit would minister this morning and speak to all of us. That one that is the youngest in the Lord, we read this morning, taught this morning about babes in Christ in Sunday school. And Lord Jesus, that one also that is mature in the Lord and knows more Bible than I do. God, we pray your Holy Spirit would minister and do a great work right here in our midst this very morning. And we pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Go ahead and be seated. I've said this several times. I want to say it again. I want to remind you because of the last days that we are living in. There is a spiritual hunger in Michigan like I have never seen. Like I have never seen. Tonight there's going to be a preacher. We got preachers coming through all the time on vacation. And it's a great testimony they come to church here when they're on vacation. J.D. Howell's going to be here tonight. First Baptist Church of Bridgeport. He's a sharp, young, Puerto Rican Baptist fundamentalist preacher. God uses him greatly. He's not coming to preach. He's just coming to sit and soak and gather, glean all he can. Let's have good fellowship with him this evening. This morning I'm looking around. Brother Doug Collins here, pastor. And Pastor Gentoff is here. Did I see you come in the door? Where are you at? Anywhere? Right? McGuire. I'm sorry. Oh, yeah. That's right. Not Gentoff. McGuire. And Pastor McGuire, what's your first name again? I forgot it. Jake. That's right. Aaron's your twin, right? She just kind of overshadows everything. And I've been thinking about Aaron all morning, wanting to get that name right, and I used the word Gentoff. I'm sorry. All right. Pastor McGuire. And there may be some others here this morning as well. God bless you for being here. And when you're on vacation, you go to church. That's what I do too. That's a good thing. That is a great sign and indicator that you love the Lord Jesus. Matthew in chapter 13. Let's look at this very quickly. I'm going to fly through some of it and try to make it and just summarize and then get down to the parable where I want to be. Verse 3, he spake many things unto them in parables, saying, behold, a sower went forth to sow. This is the parable of the sower, the parable of the soils. And I think my microphone's kicking in and out, so switch. I'll just hang right here, all right? And also in this passage, the parable of the tares and the parable of the mustard seed and the leaven and the pearl of great price and the parable of the treasure in the field and the great net, and all of them have great truths. Now, I want to straighten this out so you know, these are kingdom parables. These are parables for the nation Israel relating to the 1,000-year kingdom, the millennial reign of Christ. These are kingdom parables. But by extension, these same Bible principles are carried forth into the church. Now, these Bible principles never change. So what is good for the kingdom is good for the church age as well. And I thank the Lord for that. And there's truth here for all of us. And I just want to, let me read verse 4. And when he sowed some seeds. Some seeds fell by the wayside, and the fowls came and devoured them up. And some fell in stony places where they had not much earth, and forthwith they sprung up because they had no deepness of the earth. Wayside, people that are not born again. Stony, the wayside, yeah, people not born again. The stony places, baby Christians. Verse 6 says, and when the sun was up and were scorched, they were scorched, and because they had no root, they withered away. And some fell among the thorns, and the thorns sprung up and choked them. This is a worldly Christian. And other fell on good ground and brought forth fruit, some 100-fold, some 60, and some 30-fold. Who hath ears to hear, let him hear. Verse 10 says, and the disciples came and said unto him, why speakest thou unto them in parables? And he answered and said unto them, because it is given unto you to know the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven, but to them it is not given. For whosoever hath, to him it shall be given, and he shall have more abundance, but whosoever hath not, from him shall be taken away, even that he hath. The natural man receiveth not the things of God. They do not understand spiritual things. And for Israel, not all of Israel was ready to hear these kingdom parables, so Jesus was teaching in parables. Therefore speak I unto them in parables, because they seeing see not, and hearing they hear not, neither do they understand, and in them is fulfilled the prophecy of Isaiah, which saith, by hearing ye shall hear, and shall not understand, and seeing ye shall see, and shall not perceive. For this people's heart is waxed gross, and their ears are dull of hearing, and their eyes they have closed, lest at any time they should see with their eyes and hear with their ears and should understand with their heart and should be converted, and I should heal them. But blessed are your eyes, for they see, and your ears, for they hear. Ain't it good to be born again? Isn't it good to be part of the family of God? And I can open my Bible, and the Holy Spirit can teach me unction. We read that this morning in 1 John. And give to me understanding, and God brings us along the way. But for the unsaved person, the Bible doesn't make a whole lot of sense. For the unsaved person, you know, they struggle with everything. The only thing they're going to understand is that they're a sinner and that Jesus is the only begotten Son of God, the Savior of the world. And if they'll turn to him like Chad did, they'll get born again. They'll turn to him like Leon did, they will get born again. Like those people at the funeral, they'll get born again. But blessed are your eyes, for they see, and your ears, for they hear. For verily I say unto you, that many prophets are and righteous men have desired to see those things which ye see, and have not seen them, and to hear those things which ye hear, and have not heard them. And it goes on and explains some of the parable of the soils. Let's go all the way down to verse 24. And before I read this, with AI, which is going to be a real problem, especially if you get your information off the computer, if you get your Bible doctrine off of the computer, it's going to be a real problem. I can see, I'm not a prophet and I'm not the son of a prophet, but I can see how the Antichrist is going to use that. I can see how the cosmos is using that already. And we've all are familiar with the term fake news. And you got it. Sometimes you wonder, hey man, what's real? What's not real? Can I tell you? As a born-again child of God, don't get cynical. Open your Bible yourself. Amen. Read and study the Word of God yourself. Don't get spoon-fed your Bible doctrine. I'm telling you, if you'll open your Bible, the Holy Spirit of God will be your teacher. And as a babe in Christ, you'll begin to grow. It'll be the milk of God's Word at first. And then pretty soon it'll be the meat of God's Word. And it won't be long that you'll be diving in every single day of your lives. But there's a lot of confusion in the world today. And can I say this? God is not the author of confusion. That's the devil. Jesus Christ is not a deceiver. That is the devil. And he's come to seduce. That's what we read in 1 John this morning as well in the auditorium adult Bible class. And so you need to understand that there's a God in heaven. He's given to us the Word of God. And there's great truths for all of us. And as we come to this, you might be wondering, so many people struggle. They do. There are people that were on fire for a while, and then they fell away from God, and they've actually become cynical along the way. And I feel for them. And if that describes you this morning, what I've already said, I say it again. Get in your Bible. Start studying the Word of God. Man, let God grow you and teach you. But here's the problem. And I wake up at night and I worry about this. People in our church family that aren't really born again, they're tares, T-A-R-E-S, instead of the wheat. Our children, our grandchildren, they look like they're wheat ready to be harvested, but they're tares. False professors. They don't possess the Lord Jesus Christ. There is no relationship. They've never been born again. And they've just made an empty profession with their lips. Let's look at the parable. I'm going to try not to get bogged down in any one place and try to make this as clear as I can. Verse 24, let's go all the way down there. Another parable put he forth unto them, saying, the kingdom of heaven is likened unto a man which sowed good seed in his field. That man would be God the Holy Spirit. By extension, that would be the New Testament local church. By extension, that would be the individual soul winner, sowing the seed, giving out the truth. I said to the people that went to Red Yard yesterday, you are the people, like Jesus sent out the 70, two by two, that went to the people. That's why Jesus sent them out. They weren't in their homes waiting for the people to come to them. Jesus said, you take the gospel and you go out to those people. You go to their homes. That's what you did yesterday. God bless you. And that's what the sower is doing here in this passage. But here's what happens. Verse 25 says, but while men slept, an enemy came. That enemy is the devil. And he sowed tares, T-A-R-E-S, among the wheat and went his way. And then it says in verse 26, but when the blade was sprung up and brought forth fruit, then appeared the tares also. Now, right up to that point, they all looked alike. They all came to the same church. Man, they all looked like Christians. They all dressed right. They all smelled right. They all talked right. They all carried a King James Bible. They're all there to worship. And they had all the trappings of the real deal. But when harvest time came, some of them were tares. And they were not wheat. And it became a little more obvious as harvest time approached. A tare, it's a very noxious kind of weed is what it is in the wheat field. And as the wheat is ripening, the tares start to show their real color. But in the beginning, they look like, it looks like wheat. Both were planted together. The seed is good, but in the night, an imposter. Jesus referred to them as wolves in sheep's clothing. Jesus referred to them as false prophets. False teachers came and, can I say it this way, joined the church and led people astray. And before I go any further, now these seeds, they're planted in the same field and they grow together and they look a lot alike. And I do want to say this, when harvest time comes, and there will be a harvest time, and it is coming, when harvest time comes, it's not our job to separate the wheat from the tares. I thank the Lord for that, because I think I'd make some mistakes along the way. Boy, I would hate to have that responsibility. Somebody could look at my life at different points in my life and say, that person's not born again. But God the Holy Spirit, God the Father, God the Son, who is omniscient, He knows everything. He's not going to make any mistake come harvest time. Nobody's going to accidentally go to hell. It isn't going to be someone that was almost born again and they didn't get born again. And I want to say this again before I go any further. Jesus is not a deceiver. You've heard me say this before. Salvation, it's not, let's make a deal with Monty Hall. Remember that back in the 60s and 70s? And I'm sure there's a version of it now. Where it's door number one, door number two, door number three. You pick eternal life. Door number one, door number two, door number three. It's up to you. It's a guess. You just make an educated guess. And they say door number one, wrong door. You go to hell. That's not how it works. That's not how it works. Jesus is not Monty Hall. Jesus is the very Son of God. The gospel is really simple. The gospel is crystal clear. And I can oversimplify it. Jesus said with a metaphor, it's like drinking water. You'll never thirst again. It's like eating bread. You'll never hunger again. I'm the bread of life. It's like going through a door. I'm the door. You step through that door in faith. You take Jesus as your Savior. There's no magic word. It's a heart thing. Will you call upon God? Somebody said it here this morning. They were talking about who they were witnessing to this week. Man, it's not a religion. It's a relationship. Listen, if you're a grandson, you're a granddaughter, you're a son, you're a daughter, and you just kind of gone with the flow with your family, has there been a time, has there been a place where you've been convicted of personal sin and you prayed, repented of your sin, and asked Jesus to come into your heart? Because it is a heart thing. That's what Jesus taught all through the New Testament. Make sure you're born again. Let me read. I blow my outline way out of the water, and that is fine. Not a problem. Look at verse 26. But when the blade was sprung up and brought forth fruit, then appeared the tares also. So the servants of the householder came and said, Sir, didst not thou sow good seed in thy field? From whence then hath it tares? He said unto them, An enemy hath done this. The servants said unto him, Wilt thou that we go and gather them up? And he said, Nay, lest ye gather up the tares, lest while ye gather up the tares, ye root up also the wheat that is in them. Boy, that's a good thing. God the Holy Spirit knows whose name is written in the Lamb's Book of Life. There will be no mistake. Be thankful for that. Now, this literally is the kingdom. There will be people born in that 1,000-year time. People going into it are born again with their mortal bodies. We'll be all, we're the church, we're raptured out of here. But people go with their mortal body and they'll procreate. They'll have children and there'll be grandchildren and there'll be great-grandchildren. And those people must be born again. But some of them aren't going to get born again. And that's what he's talking about here, the end of the kingdom. When they separate the wheat from the tares. He says in verse 30, let both grow together until the harvest. And make no mistake about it, harvest day is coming. I know there are some people that think it's a big game and think it's all about being a religious person. Think it's all about being a Baptist or being a Methodist. Or you're sadly mistaken. You need Jesus Christ as your Savior. With Christ, you're saved. Without Christ, you go to hell. He that hath the Son hath life, and he that hath not the Son of God hath not life. It really is that simple. Let both grow together. I will say to the reapers, gather ye together first the tares and bind them in bundles to burn them, and gather the wheat into my barn. And another parable put he forth, saying, the kingdom of heaven is like unto the grain of mustard seed. He goes on and preaches. And this is all about the gospel. Everything here is about the gospel. Let's pick up reading with verse 34. All these things spake Jesus unto them, unto the multitude in parables, and without a parable spake he not unto them, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by the prophet, saying, I will open my mouth into parables, I will utter things which have been kept secret from the foundation of the world, great truths and great purposes. We have so much light in the church of Jesus Christ. We have the completed word of God. We know what eschatology is. We know what's going to happen next on the prophetic calendar. It's the rapture of the church. We know we're coming to the end of the church age. We have all the eternal security verses. We have all the pure gospel verses. We understand all of this. There's so much that's been put on our plate. Then Jesus sent the multitude away and went into the house. And his disciples came in unto him, saying, declare unto us the parable of the tares of the field. Jesus, I don't know that we understand. Can you explain it in more detail? Verse 37, and he answered and said unto them, he that soweth the good seed is the Son of Man. That's Jesus. The field is the world. The good seed are the children of the kingdom, but the tares are the children of the wicked one. Anybody who is not born again is a child of the devil. That's what Jesus said. Ye are of your father, the devil. I got born again. I was adopted into the family of God. I was part of Adam's fallen and broken people. And I was a child of the devil. Not everybody. It's not the fatherhood of God over extending over the entire world. That's not how it works. They're children of God and children of the devil. You get your child of the devil, you get born again, you become a child of God. That's a wonderful truth. The enemy that sowed them is the devil. The harvest is the end of the world. And the reapers are the angels. That's millennial kingdom. And as therefore the tares are gathered and burned in the fire, so shall it be in the end of this world. And the Son of Man shall send forth his angels, and they shall gather out of his kingdom all things that offend and them which do iniquity, and shall cast them into a furnace of fire, and there shall be wailing and gnashing of teeth. Then shall the righteous shine forth as the sun in the kingdom of their Father. Who hath ears to hear, let him hear. Man, let's look at what Jesus said also here. We'll move on. Let me read verse 43 again. Then shall the righteous shine forth as the sun in the kingdom of their Father. Who hath ears to hear, let him hear. The purpose of this message is to speak to an individual. And I don't know the name. You're almost saved, but you're not. You're saved or you're lost. You're a child of light or a child of darkness. You know about Jesus. You know the lingo, but you're a terror, not T-E-R-R-O-R. You might be that too, but a terror, T-A-R-E. You're not a true believer. 2 Corinthians chapter 13 and verse 5, Paul said, examine yourselves to see whether you're in the faith. That's a healthy thing. Know that you're born again. 2 Peter 1:10 says, brethren, make your calling and election sure. Go to Matthew chapter 7. Matthew chapter 7. Just back a few pages. Verse 21. This may shock you, but some who claim to be born again are not. John said, they went out from us because they were not of us, and they went out from us so that they would be manifested that they were not of us. That's not an exact quote. That's 1 John 2, maybe 16, 17, 18, right in there. They eventually show up as tares. Eventually, their real colors come forth. in Matthew in chapter 7, and I know you're familiar with this, some of you are, verse 21, not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven. Not all professors are possessors. Not everybody that professes faith in Christ and knows the lingo, not everybody that does that actually possesses salvation, Jesus as their Savior and in their heart. That's a sad thing. And they know who they are. Not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father, which is in heaven, many will say to me in that day, talking about the great white throne, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name? There are preachers. Say, Pastor, do you really believe there are preachers that are going to go to hell? Absolutely. They're those false teachers. They're those wolves in sheep's clothing. And they abound, especially in the last days. Many will say in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name? And in thy name have cast out devils. And in thy name done many wonderful works. They're good people. And then will I profess unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me, ye that work iniquity. That's the great white throne. He doesn't say, he's not going to say, I used to know you. These aren't people that were saved and lost salvation. You can't lose your salvation. These are people he never knew. They were. You know how easy it is to just make it words? Just make it words. How many times do we sing songs in church and we don't even know what we're singing? You just make it words? How many people say, man, you know, I love whatever it is, but you don't love them, you don't really love them at all. You're just kind of parroting some words. Man, I love the Detroit Lions. You ought to love the Detroit Lions, but a lot of people don't love the Detroit Lions. And there are people that say they love the Detroit Lions, and they were armchair quarterbacks and fair weather fans. Man, I stuck with them all the way through. Man, I've been since I understood that their team colors were Honolulu blue in 1966. We got our first color TV. I thought, wow, those are neat looking uniforms. I thought they were gray and gray. I thought that's what they were right up to that point. But I've been through some deep water. A lot of people say they're fans and they're not. A lot of people say they love Jesus and they don't. They don't. A lot of people say they're born again and they're not. That is sad. Tares growing among the wheat. But harvest time is coming. Don't get cynical. Child of God, the gospel is not complicated. It is not. Jesus went to the cross for sinners. He did all the work and he made it easy. He just wants my heart. That's it. It is really that simple. Examine yourself to see whether you're in the faith. Hey, and one more thing, it came out in Sunday school this morning. Share your faith. You'll find that if you bring Jesus into your life, into your conversation, with everybody you talk to, you'll automatically become a soul winner. People, you'll learn how to draw the net, and you'll lead people to Christ. Greatest work in all the world. Greatest work in all the world. That's why Jesus came. That's why there was an incarnation. That's why the Son of God went to Mount Calvary, hung for 6 hours, suspended between heaven and earth. That's why he bore the sin of the world on his body. That's why God the Father turned his back on his only begotten Son. And Jesus cried out, Eli, Eli, lama sabachthani. My God, why hast thou forsaken me? And the sun went black. Man, that's what, and Jesus took my sins to the grave like a corpse. And then he rose again on the third day. He fulfilled the law at Mount Calvary. The Lamb of God did that for you and for me. And if you've never been born again, you come to Christ now. And if you have been born again, you better start telling people. If you say you love him, you're going to start talking about him all of the time.
Thank you for listening to Good News from the Good Book. Broadcast under the direction of Dr. Tim Rader, Senior Pastor at the Fundamental Baptist Church in Kinross, Michigan. For more information, please visit our website at fbconline.net. We invite you to stay tuned for the next broadcast when Dr. Tim Rader will bring you Good News from the Good Book.